Welcome everybody back to Friar Talk. Today is a dreaded day. I already did a solo vid earlier, kind of talked about my initial thoughts on the Juan Soto trade. I'm recording this. It's like 11:30 in New York right now at night. I think it's 8:30 for you guys in San Diego. It sucks, man. It sucks. So we're gonna talk about this. We've been kind of like, oh God, we don't want to talk about this trade. And you know, we posted a video a while back about the Juan Soto trade, and some people were like, yeah, I can't wait to come back in a week when he gets traded and you guys try to act like the trade is good for the Padres. And I wrote back to the person and I said, bro, we are not going to do that right now. If this is the trade, we are not going to do that. And now, trade comes through. Sneak peek. We're not going to do that, guys. We're gonna be honest about this one. And overall, full trade to get things started. Juan Soto, Trent Grisham to the Yankees in return for Michael King, Drew Thorpe, Johnny Brito, Randy Vasquez, and catcher Kyle Higashioka. I think that's how you say his name. He's a 33-year-old catcher. We're not going to get much into him. I don't believe he's ever had a season with a 700 OPS. So he is a backup catcher. You are trading for a backup catcher that is a replaceable player. Pitching-wise, we'll get on into all this stuff first. Isaac, I kind of gave my thoughts on the Padres trading him. I want you to talk about, before we get into the return details for the Padres, I want you to talk about, one, for Yankee fans, what does it mean to get Juan Soto? And what are your initial thoughts just on the trade for like losing Juan Soto side? I want to talk about Juan Soto and a little bit of Trent Grisham too. And then we'll get into the Padres' full return.
Well, for Yankee fans, congratulations. As you could tell by the sorrow in my voice, the pain. Yeah, congratulations. You guys won that deal. I think anytime you get one of the best players in baseball, one of the best hitters in baseball, a generational talent like Juan Soto, you win the deal. Even if it's only for a year, whatever it is. I've said it time and time again. The team that ends up trading the star almost never wins the trade. The team that trades for the star almost always ends up winning the trade. We got a year and a half of Juan Soto, made an NLCS appearance. He had a couple big hits. You know, he gave us memories that I'm never going to forget. There were some of the best memories in Padres franchise history. He had one of the biggest hits in Padres franchise history. So that alone makes me feel like, hey, that time with Juan Soto was worth it. But as far as, you know, for Yankee fans, this is one of the best hitters in baseball. This is one of the most patient hitters in baseball. If you can't cherish his patience at the plate, his approach at the plate, his Soto shuffle, his swag, everything that he brings to the table, then you guys deserve nothing, because I've always thought you guys deserve nothing. I've always thought Yankee fans deserve nothing because of the way you guys act. But truly, if you can't cherish the player that Juan Soto is, I hope you guys get nothing ever again. Because this guy's, I wouldn't say like he's electrifying. He's not like gonna, you know, swipe a bunch of bags and make a bunch of cool catches, but he has one of the best approaches at the plate I've ever seen. He's gonna abuse the porch over there, the Little League porch in New York. Not going to give you the best outfield, but if you put him in right field where it's already short as is, he might have a lot of success there. I mean, overall, you're getting one of the best players in baseball who is consistently putting up 5 WAR seasons, is going to consistently be one of the guys that's in the mix for an MVP, over 900 OPS. A 900 OPS is even like, dang, Juan Soto, a 900 OPS. You're expecting like 950 plus. 150 plus OPS plus. I mean, you're getting one of the generational talents of baseball right now. When you think of best players in baseball, you think of Fernando Tatis Jr., Ronald Acuna Jr., Juan Soto, right? You think of those guys. So congrats to you guys. I can't say it enough. Trent Grisham, I'm going to be honest, not the best player, not a great hitter, but you're getting a two-time Gold Glove outfielder. Truly one of the best center fielders I've seen play defensively. He's a great center fielder. He's good out there. He doesn't have the best arm, but he can cover, you know, the whole grass like no other. He is amazing out there in center field. And like I said, not the best bat. You're going to get some really hot streaks with him where you think he's one of the best hitters in baseball, where he is actually one of the best hitters in baseball during those streaks. But you're also going to get streaks where he is one of the worst hitters in baseball. Luckily for you guys, you're not in the position where we were, where he had to be our starting center fielder. For you guys, he's going to be a bench bat, or a fourth outfielder, whatever it is, a defensive situation, eighth, ninth inning guy. So that's amazing to have. I wish we had that. I wish we would have just gotten another center fielder and just threw him on the bench. But it's very clear to me what this is for the Padres. I don't care what they think of Michael King, whose elbow's fried. I don't care what they think of Thorpe, who throws 90 to 92. Tell me a guy recently that's had success throwing 90 to 92. Maybe Kyle Hendricks, maybe Zach Davies. Are they even that good? Or would you trade Walker? Yeah, Walker was good last year. Would you include those guys in a trade for, well, I guess I'm asking everyone, not just you, Matt. But would you include those guys in a trade for Juan Soto? Because I wouldn't. I wouldn't want that in return. I don't care how good Brito is. I haven't even heard of him. I saw Vasquez pitch against us last year, I think it was. I don't really care. Higashioka sucks. What is he even? So, yeah, I understand the rotation got a little deeper. Now it's a 4, 5, maybe 6-man rotation. Is it that good? Is it one of the top rotations in baseball? No. Hell no. Not even close. Who even are these guys? If this ends up being a middle-of-the-pack rotation, you just gave up one of your best players for what? 15th-ranked rotation? If it's not top 10, it's failed. So everyone's thinking, oh, what about for the next few years? Yeah, you got cheap controllable pitching for the next few years if it's good. If it's good, that's the thing. If it's good, it's almost never good. It's almost never good, especially for the Padres. It's almost never good. So I'm not going to say – I'll say based off the return, I hate this trade. I hate it. It's stupid. But understanding the financial situation that the Padres were in, I do understand it. You know, I get it. It's $38 million or whatever it is off your books, 35, 35 or 40, something like that. It's off your books now. And now instead of $20 million, you got damn near $60 million to spend. Which is a lot better. I think the outcome of free agency, whatever comes in free agency with the money that the Padres have left over, that's going to dictate how happy we end up being with this trade. If it gives us, you know, a better rotation, a more well-rounded lineup, hey, so be it. Screw it. We still got Tatis and we still got Machado. You notice I didn't include someone in there. But yeah, we still got good. I mean, we still got some key pieces, but it does hurt to get rid of arguably the best hitter in your lineup. So overall, again, congratulations to Yankee fan. You guys got a generational talent who I think if you extend them, hey, all props to you. He should be around for years to come. If you don't extend them, you guys lost the trade. I'm sorry. I mean, it depends on what you do with this 1 year, but you guys aren't going to win. So it just depends on what you do. But congratulations, you guys got a great player for us, Padre fans. This brings me back. This brings me back. And it's not, you know, back to when they were dog water, like really bad. But it brings you back to the days when they weren't really retaining their stars. And I've said it time and time again, that is not what good franchises do. Good franchises don't trade away their stars. They do everything to keep them. And this is one of those instances.
Yeah, dude, 100%. And you know, you brought up, like, what kind of happens if Juan Soto – let me get my thoughts out on the whole thing, because I think from, like, when you look at the trade, like, it started to make it like, oh, this was definitely happening. This is going to go down. We're going to see this trade. And I don't like it either. I think it sucks. But let's say worst-case scenario for the Yankees. You keep him 1 year. This, because I just had this conversation with my roommate. Is it that great? Like, is it that great of a return for the Padres where it's like, oh, yeah, they win it? It's like, I get that people are really hyped up about Michael King, but he has elbow issues. He's the best piece, and he has 15 career games started, and he is 28 years old. Like, the other guys, you got a backup, a 33-year-old backup catcher that's not good offensively, doesn't have a great arm. He's like, good, like, command and stuff. Oh, who does that sound like? Austin Nola, scary. Then you have, who is it? Drew Thorpe, who actually went to the same college as me at the same time. So hopefully Drew Thorpe is sick. He also has great numbers in Double A, but I want to say he doesn't max out too high on his fastball. Like, he's the dude that's throwing pretty low. Now, he's a decent prospect. Then you have Randy Vasquez. He has 5-pitch mix. Didn't have, I mean, like, he had pretty good numbers last year, only started 5 games, but it's like, okay, he's solid, 25 years old, solid, nothing's like that crazy, fastball, cutter, slider, changeup, curveball combo, so pretty heavy, I mean, cutter's basically a fastball, pretty heavy fastball stuff, Fastball is not like super fast. Throws 94. Michael King, like we said, like he has a three pitch mix. He's a righty. That's the thing. Like, all of these guys are righties. All of them are righties. That's what I'm confused about. Is like the Padres don't have a lefty right now, bro. Like they don't have a lefty in their rotation. They have only righties. So they still have to make moves. They still have to do stuff. It's incomplete. And Isaac, you brought this up. If the Padres don't have a top 10 rotation, right? If the rotation is whatever, let's say they don't make the playoffs and the rotation is whatever next year. And there's already a million reasons to do this. I think you 100% have to fire AJ Preller because he just traded Juan Soto. And yeah, it's a year of Juan Soto. And I get that the pitching market is absurd. Like, I understand the logic behind the trade. That doesn't mean it's the right trade if there's logic behind something. Maybe we've seen some shit as Padre fans where we're like, hey, but we can get behind this because it makes some sense. And it's like, a lot of times we can't do that. So, like, yeah, there's that part of it. But, like, for the Padre side, if you don't have a really good rotation next year, then what are you doing, bro? Like, you're letting Soto's, you know, you're trading Soto. So your lineup's going to be way worse. And I think that's why I hear people, a lot of people, like, kind of looking at this trade being, like, trying to, like, you know, make it seem like it's not that bad, right? Like, oh, you know, whatever, like, the Padres, we should be better next year. Why? The Padres had the best rotation in baseball last year, numbers-wise, and they lost almost all of those guys, and they lost the Cy Young winner, and they just lost their best hitter by, like, 150 OPS than anyone else in the lineup. You lost. I mean, you don't have Gary Sanchez now. We know that because you just traded for another catcher. Gary Sanchez is actually a decent piece. I mean, you have a lot of the same pieces that were not that good. Your bullpen completely fell apart. You lost the best closer in baseball. Where is this idea that like the Padres are going to be better? Could they be better? Yeah. Like this is sports. Like sports go so up and down. They drastically fell below expectations last year. But if we're basing it on last year's talent to this year's talent, it is not even remotely close. It is not even remotely close. So that's my issues with it. That's my first thoughts. Now, to be positive, since everyone's like, damn, this sucks, man. To be positive, something I do like that the Padres are doing with this. One, it seems like they're willing to spend money. And I know this is not the trade for it, but it does seem like they're willing to do that based on different rumors of them going after guys. On like, hey, they're trying to compete this year. They're trying to spend money. Obviously, they had to take a step down. And it seems that Soto is being traded more for the fact that the pitching market is so absurdly overpriced, where Nick Martinez is making $13 million a year. Like, that's why it seems like they're doing this, because they're like, we can't fill out a pitching rotation, which is all AJ Preller's fault for setting them up to be like this. But it that makes sense, right? So the positive part. They are trying to build and develop a young pitching core, which is what we've been talking about, something that they should do for the last 4 years. We've been talking about that. We've been hammering out. You got to develop. You know, you're in the most pitcher-friendly park. Develop pitchers. Have cheap pitching. You're going to have so much success. It seems like that's what they want to do, because they have a lot of pitching that's coming up into the minor leagues right now, already in the system. And now you just trade for a bunch of guys that, like, yeah, Michael King's 28, but like two 25-year-olds, a dude that was born after us, and then Michael King. So it's like you just added a bunch of controllable pitching. The big thing is, how good can these guys be? If they're good, it's not going to look that bad as a trade if they're good. It really won't. Like when we look back on a few years, right now looking at it, it's like you're hoping that they all pan out. Like that's the thing, is like most guys don't pan out. Like that's just the reality of the situation. So you're trying to be optimistic. You're like, hey, if, you know, a couple of these guys pan out, this could really help. You could have cheap pitching. And that's huge. And I like that they're doing that. But all in all, it's going to come back down to the Xander Bogaerts contract, not having pitching, young pitching. You know, you traded. We haven't got to the fact of like what the Padres lost net in the Juan Soto two trades. It is unbelievable. But that part of it is good, that like what they're trying to build pitching wise. So I like that. But like, I think, like you said, man, it's not like, usually you're going to lose the side of the Juan Soto trade. Also, Yankee side, another thing to bring up is like, I don't care what anyone says, a Juan Soto won't sign an extension, right? Well, it seems like he won't. But when he hits the open market, seems a lot more likely. Doesn't seem a lot more likely, but it does seem like naturally, if you were the team that just had him, you have somewhat of an upper edge. Let's say everyone offers Juan Soto $500 million, right? Hypothetical. Five teams offer him $500 million. He is living in New York, and he played on the Yankees last year. What are the chances he signs on for the Yankees than those other teams? It is higher. And that's also what you're losing out if you're the Padres in this one, because hopefully the Padres go after him. Seems like they might. I would hope that they do. And I think some people would be like, you can't trade a guy and they go after him. I mean, Juan Soto's pretty big on, like, he's a business guy, dude. Like, he understands it. Like, you don't have a rotation. He's a smart dude. So I don't think it would be something where, like, the Padres can't go after him. Are they going to land him? I would highly doubt that. But overall, I mean, that's kind of the first – that's kind of, like, my first overall thoughts. And, Isaac, we both just talked for a long time to kind of start it out. But I don't know. What else do you want to discuss about this? Because I think – I mean, we could talk about it for a long time. But, like, what are, like, I don't know, what are you thinking right now, just, like, where you're at as this trade just happened?
I don't like it, obviously. I mean, it's fresh. It's fresh, and I'm not going to, like, agree with reason right now. I don't like the idea of, oh, they just needed a rotation, so let's just dump one of the best players in baseball to fill out a middle of the pack rotation. Like, who does that? Like, I was saying on the past video, there's got to be some other way. There's got to be a creative way to free up some money to be able to fill out a rotation. And it seemed like the only avenue they saw was trading Juan Soto. And keep in mind, you know, I don't know what other avenues there were. I don't know what's on the table. But the avenue that was on the table at least last year was just not signing Xander Bogaerts in order to give Juan Soto Xander Bogaerts his money. Not extending Manny Machado so you can give Juan Soto that money. And hey, maybe a Juan Soto deal looks bad in the future because he ends up just being a DH. Maybe that is true. I'm not really focused on the few years. I'm not really focused on 2027. I'm not really focused on 2026, whatever it is that when – it's not an if, really. It's when he becomes a DH. I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on next year. And I think the best roster for the Padres would have been with Juan Soto in it. Fernando Tatis wanted to run it back. I'm sure all the players wanted to run it back with Juan Soto. I understand, you know, maybe it wasn't the best realistic possibility that, you know, keeping him and being able to fill out a rotation would have was actually a thing. Who knows if that actually could have been a thing? We don't. And now we have to live with the fact that we just did this. We just essentially did. It feels like the Mookie trade. I can imagine how Red Sox fans felt at that time now. Sorry, I almost dropped an F-bomb. Who did the Red Sox even get in that trade? Can anyone – Verdugo? They just traded him. Who did they even get? I don't even remember. That's how bad it was. Can you imagine if it ends up being that bad for the Padres? Then what? You just look like another – that sets you back for years. I understand maybe keeping Soto would have set you back too, but if these guys don't end up being good or, as you know, we've already seen, they get injured – you're set back for years now. Your cool prospect capital, those prospects that apparently win you parades or whatever. Obviously, that's not the saying. Prospects are cool. Parades are cooler is the saying. But those prospects, I really have never cared about prospects, if I'm being completely honest. And I understand they're necessary for baseball, for teams to, you know, progress. But stars are cool too. Stars are necessary for teams to win. But yeah, man, I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated with the fact that we gave up Juan Soto. And don't get me wrong, Juan Soto's 2023 wasn't anything like Fernando's 2021 or Manny's 2022, but it was a damn good season. He had a damn good season. Matt, like Matt said, easily over 100 points more than the next guy in terms of OPS. The only consistent producer in the lineup outside of what, the first month? Outside of that, he was one of the best hitters in baseball. Sucks to see him go. I love the energy he brought to the ballpark. I loved it all. I loved everything about Juan Soto. I thought he was a fantastic player, a fantastic person, fantastic human being. But, yeah, sucks to see him go for guys that I don't even think are that good. And I hope I eat my words. I hope I get to eat my words. I want these guys to be good. I want to have a good starting rotation. Hey, if we end up going to the playoffs because of this move, because of having a great rotation, I'll eat my word gladly. I do not care. Like Matt said, we're not going to come on here and contradict ourselves and say, go from saying if we trade Juan Soto, it's going to be the worst to, oh, this isn't that bad. No. I will come on here, stand on my opinion that this sucks. This is horrible. This hurts. And I knew it would. Every Padre fan knew it would. But if we're being a little positive, even though I don't want to be whatsoever, the Padres have about, if we're going based off what they said, what they wanted to spend, they have about $55 million to spend, to play with. Maybe even a little more if they want to be a little more aggressive. About $55 million to play with. So they're still going to be a top 10 team in payroll. We'll see where that gets them. But I'm not shocked because, I mean, the days leading up to it, it definitely felt more and more real. But I hate being that team because we're usually the team on the other end. We're usually the team that's contacting the team trying to get rid of the star, to acquire the star, to give up, you know, pieces of our top farm system. Now we're the team giving up the star for, I'm always going to say prospects are a bag of chips until they prove something. So I hope they prove something.
Yeah, man, it does suck, dude, because it's like, I don't want to be, like I said, I'm with you, dude. Like, we said, like, hey, like, we don't think it's that great of a deal. I don't think that, like, I think there's some people out there that are like, this is a good return because it's 1 year. But, like, they really freak out over the 1 year. And, like I said, like, there's not a measurement to be like, oh, yeah, it's only 1 year, but this. Like, we saw Mookie get traded, go to the Dodgers, and was like, yo, this place is kind of sick. And then he stayed there, right? Wasn't the whole thing that he was supposed to walk? I mean, you remember that, right? He was supposed to walk after that year. It was just 1 year. And the Red Sox were going to make a move back to get him, you know, whatever. Like, that was the hypothetical. It didn't happen. The Red Sox got Verdugo, then they flipped Verdugo. They ended up getting, like, a catcher and, like, a couple whatever pitchers. Did you just hear what I just said, Isaac? They got a catcher and a couple whatever pitchers. Wow. Very interesting.
Who even are they?
I don't know. I know the catcher for them started a little bit. Like, he did start for a little while. Or he might still be their starter. But the pitchers, they just traded for the pitchers right now. I don't think they're, like, that bad. Like, people thought that whoever – I forgot who the Yankees traded for. I don't have it off the top of my head. But, like, whoever they traded for them, like, I think it was, like – it is actually a pretty good deal for Verdugo. But, like, it's like a year of Verdugo. So it's not that great. And a lot of the guys that they traded for in the Mookie trade, like, they didn't pan out. So – It's rough, dude. I will say at least these guys have, like, a lot of them, three of the four arms have MLB experience. They were pretty good in the pros. That is good. Like, there is a way where this, you look back on this trade and you go, okay, it's not that bad. And like I said, I still don't think it's good. I don't think it helps. I think that, but I don't think the trade in itself is, like, the issue. That wasn't the issue. The issue was that the Padres put themselves in a spot where they felt like they had to do this because of contracts that they gave out. And Isaac, you brought this up too, but, like, this is Xander Bogaerts' thing. It is that. And some people are going to be like, well, yeah, I mean, like, you have Xander Bogaerts for longer. I don't know if that's a good thing. And you ask MLB executives, based on some quotes that came up the last couple weeks, they don't view Xander Bogaerts as a good thing. In fact, they view it as one of the worst contracts in the sport. So very interesting. You free up all this money when Hosmer leaves, and you immediately sign a guy that now viewed as one of the worst contracts in the league, and then you trade away a superstar. Isaac, you brought this up. We haven't brought this up yet this episode. Will Myers was once a Padre, and Mookie Betts was not traded to the Padres because Will Myers was a Padre. That's what I'm scared of. That's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm scared of. Now, to be positive, I think the Padres are going to have a, you know, they're going to make some moves. It's going to be, the roster will look better. It's incomplete right now. I think they're going to spend, you know, around 50 mil, what they have left. It seems like that's the plan. So let's say they spend 50 mil. They fill out some guys. We're going to talk later this week about Korean center fielder Lee. We're going to talk about potentially trading Cronenworth. Hopefully some more rumors come out. We'll just keep discussing those as they go. But say you fill out the roster. This roster could and the lineup and like the rotation stuff, it could look better than what it did 2 years ago. And that's something that's actually fair. Like when you look at like depth and stuff, maybe not the high end guys in the farm, but you still have Ethan Salas. You didn't have him 2 years ago. Jackson Merrill's emerged. Like you're going to look at it, it's not going to be as bad like 2 years ago, but it doesn't change the fact that you blundered the whole Juan Soto situation. So if you don't have anything else, this is the last thing I'm going to end with. I'm going to give you guys, I'm going to read over what the trades were. So Juan Soto and Josh Bell were traded for Luke Voit, and the prospect capital was CJ Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, Robert Hassel, James Wood, Harlan Susana, right? This trade that they just did, and I lost it, they traded for Michael King, Randy Vasquez, the catcher that I just said his name. Here we go. Higashioka, Brito, and Drew Thorpe. That was a trade. So you're getting, I believe it was the Yankees, the top prospects you're getting from the Yankees are their fifth and their 13th prospect. And you traded initially one, two, three, four guys that are top 100 prospects, three of which are top 10 prospects at some point. Three guys that were top 10. You're not getting anything remotely close to that. Those three guys, one of those guys is probably more valuable than that entire package that you just got. Maybe a little less because Michael King gets hyped up. And maybe that's just Yankee fans, but people really seem to think that he's Pedro Martinez 2.0, the way he gets discussed on Twitter. I do not think that. And he also has injury history, which is really sus, especially because the Padres don't seem to care if there's a guy with injury history. So to me, for a year and a half of Juan Soto, to me, that is fumbling the bag of prospect capital to the max and treating it like it's disposable and treating players that have a lot of talent like they're disposable and not using high-end talent. James Wood's going to be a beast, guys. Like, he's going to be a beast. CJ Abrams, up until September, he had a better year than Xander Bogaerts. You just signed for 11 years and he's making $25 million a year. Xander Bogaerts had like a 400 average and, you know, when it didn't matter in September. But before that, CJ Abrams was a better player. Made, what, $800,000 last year, right? Mackenzie Gore's flat. We saw Mackenzie Gore. We saw him pitch in the league. You could tell he's legit. Might be up and down, but he's legit. So, like, that alone, man, like, that's crazy for a year and a half of a guy. And it does feel like a salary dump. And that's why it feels like a salary dump. So if you want to talk about the control of it, it's like, it's only a year and a half difference. So didn't you get somewhat of that return? Not like a quarter of it. Doesn't make that the year, the control doesn't add up like that. The control doesn't add up to getting a quarter of the value back, a fifth of the value back. So I don't know. Overall, that's why I think it's bad. I think the Padres are going to be an okay team. I don't think this is, like you said, Isaac, I think this is a Red Sox Mookie level trade. Like it's like that. It's just like that. So that's kind of where I'm at. Isaac, any closing remarks from you, man?
Yeah, I mean, this feels like a trade you make just to make the playoffs. A Juan Soto trade is one you make to win a World Series. That's what it was in 2022. Yeah, 2022, when you thought you were going to get Fernando back. Either way, you still made the NLCS. That was a World Series type move. This feels like a Brewers type move. Let's just make the playoffs. Everyone will get excited. I'm not excited by playoffs. I mean, yeah, sure, playoffs are cool. Playoffs are fun as fuck. They're super cool. I had a lot of fun in 2022, but this doesn't feel like a World Series win. Not yet, at least. Hey, I'm gonna give him a chance. I'm gonna let AJ Preller cook a little bit. Not that he ever ends up cooking something good. He's had what, almost 10 years now, and one NLCS appearance. But I'm gonna let him try. He's got another chance. Not that I am happy he has another chance, but here we are. It's 8:56 in San Diego on December 6th, and we have just traded Juan Soto to the New York Yankees, one of the biggest franchises, if not the biggest franchise in all of sports. So for any Yankees fans that clicked on this, hey, cherish him. Treat him good. Treat him good. If you guys don't treat him good, man, again, there will be some sort of Bambino curse because this guy's childish Bambino. So treat him good. He's an amazing player. He's an amazing personality. I absolutely adored his time and cherished his time in San Diego. Amazing player. Again, great memories from just the bat of Juan Soto. So I hate to see him go. I understand the logic of it. I understand we needed pitchers. I understand we needed to dump off some salary. I understand we need to fill a rotation, yada, 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 blah, 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 all that good stuff, whatever, bad stuff, however you want to think of it. Teams that trade superstars almost never win the trade. So there's that. That's going to be my final thing. I hope that this ends up working for the Padres. I really do. I want it to. I want the Padres to, you know, end up being on the successful side of this. And for that, I'm hoping that the Yankees only get 1 year of Juan Soto.
And he comes back to the Padres.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
What are the odds it happens? Michael King is Pedro Martinez 2.0, as Twitter believes. And Juan Soto goes back to the Padres. 50-50? There's about approximately a 8% of 8% chance that that happens. And that's even probably pretty high. But yeah, I think it's going to do it for today. You have one more thing, Isaac?
No, I guess. This isn't going to be live, so this is going to be after the fact. But AJ Preller is going to discuss this on MLB Network here soon.
Got it. We will see what AJ Preller has to say about it. Probably a lot of ums, a lot of like not really like sounding like he's focused. To be honest, that's just how AJ Preller sounds. No, that's a bad thing, man. That's a lot of guys in sports front offices. We clown AJ Preller enough, but like a lot of guys talk like that. But all right, guys, that's going to do it for today. Thank you all for listening. And we're going to talk about Jake Cronenworth rumors in the morning. And then we're going to kind of catch up on other Padres related rumors after this. Make sure you hit the plus. Long episode kind of discussing Juan Soto. I also did my like initial reaction. So this is the second one of the day, but much longer, bigger breakdown. Let us know what you think. Comment what you think. You know, maybe grade the trade for each side. Whatever you want to do to kind of talk about how you feel about this trade. But thank you all for listening, and we will be talking to you guys tomorrow. So see ya. Have a good night.